more than 30 years ago, the Lord called us to fight also in Guatemala.
Dios nos enseñó un versículo muy lindo, que es Proverbios 22:6.
And the Lord put in our heart to do like the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 22:6.
¿Quiere leer conmigo?
Do you want to read it with me?
Okay, please. After the three. 1, 2, 3. Okay?
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from
him. Eso nos dio el Señor en nuestro corazón.
That is the Lord, that verse, the Lord put out in our heart more than 30 years ago.
Porque también un hombre hizo eso en nuestra vida.
Because there was someone who did those things in our lives in Guatemala.
Así que él sembró esta semilla en nuestro corazón. Y ahora él nos mandó a que nosotros también pudiéramos sembrar eso en el corazón de mucha gente.
And that missionary helped us to train us on the word of God. And then he said to us, now you are going to do to your own people like we did to you.
Aleluya. Miren los niños que están en la escuela del Mesías.
And you can see the children that we have in our school in Guatemala.
Ellos aprenden con nosotros ahora a orar.
They learn with us today how to trust and how to pray unto
Están
the Lord.
Están con nosotros todo el día.
And they are with us all the days.
Ellos pueden compartir con nosotros sus problemas, sus necesidades.
And they share with us all their problems and their needs.
Y es un privilegio estar con los niños.
Yes, a great privilege to have the opportunity to be with those children.
Enseñarles la palabra de Dios.
To teach them the word of God.
Amén. Aleluya. Ellos aprenden la palabra de Dios cada día.
And they learn the word of God every day.
Y eso ha hecho un gran cambio en la vida de ellos.
And through the word of God, their lives has been changed.
Gracias por esa palabra que vino de Dios, instruye al niño en su camino.
And we praise the Lord for this word. This word is from the Lord when he said, train up a child in the way he should go.
Y les bendecimos a todos, les felicitamos a todos, porque ustedes, esta iglesia, Praise of Faith, ha sido un gran bastión en nuestro ministerio.
We bless you all, we are so happy with you all, because all of you have shared your lives with these children before.
Que Dios les bendiga.
May God bless you all.
Bendito seas. Bendito sean ustedes.
Blessed be all of you.
Porque ustedes han sembrado en el ministerio el Mesías en Guatemala.
Because you have planted the seed of the gospel.
Gloria
in the life of those children.
Dios ha puesto en el corazón de ellos leer la palabra, conocer a Jesús.
Through you all, they have the opportunity to have their Bible in their hands.
Amen.
To learn about the Word of God.
Cada día nosotros les enseñamos a ser más optimistas a ellos.
We are trying to encourage them to become optimistic in their lives.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
cuando tocan en la banda, ganan a otras bandas de otros estados de Guatemala.
And we have yes, and when they play, they go to play from here, there, in another state, other state. It's so wonderful to hear them. How
ellos,
they praise the Lord.
Ellos tienen como 40 trofeos así.
They have a lot of gifts. Many gifts, perhaps more than 40.
Hay un lugar especial donde se ha guardado adentro de la sala de la escuela, donde están guardados todos los trofeos
and,
que ellos ganan.
In our school, there is their trophies, the gift, from their participation.
Gracias a ustedes.
But we are so thankful to you all.
Ustedes no pueden imaginar el gozo, el ánimo que nos dan ustedes cuando van a Guatemala.
And you cannot imagine the great joy that we receive from the Lord, from you, when you get to Guatemala.
Gracias porque confía en nosotros.
Thank
para
you.
Hacer la obra de Dios que ustedes quieren que nosotros hagamos.
Thank you for trusting in us that we do the job that you the way that you want us to do.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Nosotros enseñamos que ellos tienen que hacer mejores que otras que otros estudiantes.
And we try to train them, to teach them, to do their best.
Amén.
Amen.
Esos niños no dicen ahora, ay, no puedo tocar.
And those children, they do not longer say, I'm not able to play.
Cuando tocan, como aquellos que se fueron a la guerra, con gran poder.
When they play, it's like when you went to the war, you went to the war with courage, and you, bam, bam. they play like that. They play with all courage.
Cuando ellos tocan contra otros 50 bandas de otro estado de Guatemala.
Now usually we have once a year we met with other schools from other states, about 50 groups, and
y después de tocar ellos esperan en qué lugar se quedan.
And there is a contest which one of those 50 groups is going to have the first place.
Y sucede que ellos entre los 50 quedan o tercer lugar o segundo lugar o primer lugar.
And when they play, they think, well, which place we are going to get? Are we going to get the third, the second, or the first? And then when they learn, they get to the first place.
Aleluya. Así dice Deuteronomios capítulo 28 y versículo 13.
That is the thing that, who knows Spanish here?
Deuteronomy 13, what chapter?
28, 13.
Yeah,
okay,
okay. Yeah, okay. And for some reason, that book, I cannot roll my tongue to say it.
Okay. ¿Quieren leer conmigo?
The one to read it with me?
Viera, es una gran bendición de Dios.
This is a great blessing of God.
Si eso dice la palabra de Dios, así tengo que hacer yo.
If that is the word of God said, that is the things that I have to do it.
Y si yo soy el maestro, tienen que hacer así mis alumnos.
Welcome.
Si soy así yo excelente, tienen que hacer así mis alumnos.
And if I'm excellent, my students have to be excellent also.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
What?
Read it.
Oh, to read. Okay. 13 through what? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them.
Hallelujah. Are you understand? Dios no quiere que nosotros seamos de la cola, de
God,
último.
God doesn't want you or me to be the tail,
sino que adelante.
But God wants you and me to be the head.
En primer lugar.
In the first class.
Eso aprendemos, eso enseñamos a ellos de la Biblia.
We teach this passage to these children.
Amén.
Amén.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Y les contamos eso porque ustedes están sembrando con nosotros.
We are explaining these things to you because you have planted this seed with us.
En la escuela nosotros tenemos una idea.
In our school we have an idea.
Un método.
One way.
Una visión.
And a vision.
Un propósito.
And a purpose.
Que ser lo mejor.
That we have to be to do the best.
Con excelencia.
With excellence.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
¿Les gusta?
Do you like it or not?
Por eso ahora la gente en Pachichía y todo en el rancho, rancho es farms. La gente vienen a estudiar a la escuela El Mesías.
And those people they live on the farms. There is no cars on the farms, but they walk to Pachichía to our school.
Porque dicen que en la escuela del Mesías enseñan bien.
Because they say that the school of the Messiah is teaching and the excellence.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Ahora tenemos que hacer otras classroom, construir otro classroom.
Ay, ¿cómo?
Tenemos que construir otras clases.
Ah, perdón. And this is why today we are building new classrooms.
Porque la gente quiere más. ¿Saben quién? ¿Quiénes comenzaron la construcción de esta escuela, de estas aulas? ¿Saben quién les comenzaron?
Ah, pero perhaps you know who started to build the second floor of this construction.
¿Conocen a Eric?
Do you know him?
Adam? ¿Conoce uno que toca piano?
¿En dónde está? Adam?
Ellos con el sombrero bajo el sol. Comenzaron esto.
With their hat, they start to build the second floor.
Desde la mañana hasta la noche estaban.
From the morning through the evening, they were working there.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
En enero vamos a comenzar a estar allí nuevas clases.
Now, that building is done. Therefore, This January, we are going to use it.
Gracias, a todos los hermanos que nos ayudan.
Thank you to all of you.
Gracias porque han ido a construir al Mesías. Gracias. Gracias.
Thank you to all of you who have been in Guatemala.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias, hermano Eric. No, Eric, no. What's your name?
Mike.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sí, nosotros estamos contentos.
We are so grateful unto the Lord and happy with all of you.
Por esta iglesia que ha sido una gran bendición para nosotros.
Through your church, the Lord has done great things and
Aleluya.
Is doing great things in Guatemala.
Gloria a Dios.
We praise the Lord.
¿Les gusta el allí está el grupo del Instituto Bíblico?
That is our Bible Institute.
Gloria a Dios por este hombre.
And we praise the Lord for Pastor Jack that he has
gloria a Dios.
Done great things there.
Él nos ha bendecido mucho.
He has blessed us in a wonderful way.
Nos lleva a una conferencia.
¿Cómo?
Nos llevó a una conferencia.
He made a conference.
Él pagó el hotel.
And he paid all the hotel.
Los pastores comieron.
And all of those pastors, they ate so good.
Pero qué ánimo más lindo eso.
That is really a great encouragement.
Aleluya.
To all of them and for us.
Qué bueno.
Thank you. That's
todas
great.
Esas bendiciones que Dios les recompensa a ustedes.
All of those things that you have done in Guatemala, we pray that the Lord bless you, recompense
gracias.
You, reward you, all of your good works.
Fíjense que en la iglesia hay unas mujeres viudas.
And now we have widows.
Hay otra.
And there is another one.
Ay, mire la casa.
That is their home.
Allí se duerme con los chuchos y con los gatos. Y allí mismo es su cocina y comedor.
That room, they slept there together with the cats, with the dogs. They eat there.
Y ellos necesitan una casita.
And they need a house.
Ahora ellos, con la ayuda, con el dinero que ustedes mandaron, con la ofrenda, hicimos una cocina nueva y compramos una estufa.
And with all your economic support, we built that place, and also we bought for them a stove.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Ay, esta se llama hermana Delfina.
Her name is sister Delfina.
Ya comenzamos la casa.
We have started already to build.
Gracias por el dinero que han dado. ¡Hala, qué
once
bueno!
Once again, thank you very much for the money that you have sent to Guatemala for the widows.
Gracias a Dios. Gracias porque conocemos a un Dios bueno, bueno, bueno.
Bueno, praise the Lord, because we know a God which is really great, great, great.
Gracias.
Thank
ese
you.
Amor en el corazón de Dios les ha puesto en el corazón a ustedes.
That God has given to you this encouragement, this seed.
Aleluya. Bendito el nombre de Jesús.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Aleluya. ¿Se recuerdan, hermano pastor, se recuerdan de San José Beach?
And perhaps you remember San José Beach?
Do you remember
San José Beach?
Este tiempo ha estado así el agua.
And
mucha lluvia en Guatemala.
And this year we have a flood
pasan semanas. Este hombre, el pastor chico, pasó 3 semanas con su familia en el agua.
And that is Pastor Chico, one of our pastors. He had flood for several weeks with the water like that.
Este año en Guatemala llovió mucho, mucho, mucho.
Then this year we had a rain which we never have had it before.
Y nosotros le hemos llevado comida, hemos llevado víveres, llevamos alimentos para ellos.
And we have brought to them food and the things that they need to live.
Porque con ese agua ya no se puede trabajar en la ciudad.
And with that kind of water, you cannot work.
Es un hombre que le gusta predicar y enseñar la palabra de Dios.
And that man, he has really a strong love for Jesus. He likes to teach and to preach.
Llega, se va a las casas y oran por los enfermos, y los enfermos se sanan de parte de Dios.
And he goes to visit the needy and to pray for the sick people.
Ah, qué bueno.
And the people become healed.
A esta es su iglesia.
That is his church.
Poco a poco andamos ayudándole para terminar de tener bien bonito el templo.
And we are helping him little by little economically, so he is working.
Gloria a Dios. Hay un hombre muy bonito.
And that is another man who is handsome.
Fíjense que hace más de 30 años que nosotros vivimos en un aula de la escuela.
For about 35 years, we live in a classroom in our school in Guatemala.
Pero creo que ya vale la, ya es tiempo de que nosotros vivamos en una casita. Entonces, Nati, digo, mi casa. Ni modo que no vas a ser mi casa antes de que me muera, dice.
And my wife said, well, I think I need a house. I need a house before I'm going to die.
Así que estamos orando para que nosotros en ese terreno vamos a hacer una casa bien bonita, así como la casa suya. No. Más o menos. Vamos a hacer una casa.
And the Lord has given us a place, that place where we are going to build finally our house.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Estamos muy contentos de estar aquí.
We
y venimos a darles muchas gracias.
We are here. We came here just to thank you for all the wonderful things you have done with many people's lives with us in Guatemala.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Ahora les dejo una bendición de la palabra de Dios. Ahora les dejo una bendición que está en la palabra.
Now I'm going to leave you a blessing words from the Bible.
¿Quieren leer conmigo? ¿Le gustaría leer conmigo?
Would you like to read it with me?
Hebrews 6:10.
Okay. Es una palabra que a mí me llena mi corazón de gozo.
This is a verse that really encourage my soul.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Me gusta mucho.
Really, I like it.
Por eso queremos que leamos todos.
And this is why I want if you all can read it.
Aleluya.
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen.
Do you like?
Amen.
Do you like it?
I like it.
Grandchildren.
Amen.
Do you want to read otra, again?
Read it again? Okay, all right. For God is not unjust.
Okay, read it. So the word of God can be sealed in your heart.
Amen.
When we are going to read it, that the power of God is going to come up from your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
One, two, three.
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Ah.
I want to read it every day.
Every day.
Por eso yo estoy sano.
Yeah, this is why I'm healthy, healthy, healthy.
Amen.
young.
Joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
¿Es injusto Dios?
Is God unjust?
¿Es injusto Dios?
Is God unjust?
Dios no es injusto. Mire cómo dice.
God is not unjust.
Porque dice, porque Dios no es injusto para olvidar.
Because the Bible says that God is not unjust. He's never going to forget what you have done.
El hombre, la gente, la mujer olvida.
Everybody can forget.
Pero Dios no puede olvidar.
But God's never going to forget.
Lo que hagamos para otra gente, Dios nos va a qué? A pagar.
And God is just.
El mejor jefe que paga es Jesús.
And God is just. He's going to pay us everything that we are going to do for someone.
El trabajo que estás haciendo con nosotros en Guatemala, estás haciendo por amor al nombre de Jesús.
And everything that you have done for Guatemala, you have done it for Jesus.
Por el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Cuando la gente se dio cuenta que los misioneros de Oklahoma City están haciendo casa para la gente pobre, dice, ay, que si Dios es bueno, dice. ¡Hala! Dice la otra gente.
And when the missionaries, or when you come to Guatemala, and the people there look into you, they say, wow, God is great that those people, missionaries, are doing wonderful things for someone.
Porque dijo el apóstol San Pablo, nosotros no predicamos solamente de palabras, sino de hecho, dice.
And the apostle Paul said, we do not teach or preach only with words, but with in fact, but
truth. Hermanos, que Dios les bendiga.
Brethren, may God richly bless you all.
Si Dios le pone en su corazón viajar a Guatemala, no dude ni haga fuerza para quedarse en Oklahoma City.
If the Lord will lead you to come to Guatemala or to live in Guatemala, don't say, oh, I'm not going to go anyway, but come.
Nosotros, yo ya voy a regresar a Guatemala la otra semana para continuar el trabajo con la gente.
And as for me, the next week I'm going to go back to Guatemala to keep working and serving the Lord.
Les prometemos con levantar mi mano.
And we want to promise to you with my hand.
Cuando ustedes lleguen a Guatemala, les vamos a cuidar.
And when you are going to come to Guatemala, we are going to keep you. We are going to do our best for you.
Les compramos una cama.
We are going to buy you a bed.
Les compramos verduras.
We are going to buy for you a vegetable.
Les llevamos en el carro.
We are going to take you in a car.
Van a estar como reyes.
You are going to be as,
en Guatemala.
As king and queens.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Porque les amamos mucho. Les queremos mucho. Pastor, muchas gracias. Dios le bendiga. Estamos muy contentos de venir a su iglesia.
Pastor, thank you so very much. We are so very happy to have the opportunity to come here.
Amen. Let's tell them we love him today. Thank you very much.